Part 3 and the Passover booklet.
Rav, I would like to ask, do you have a group of managers or people who are in charge of friends who are growing weaker and not coming to the lessons or showing some weakness in light of what is happening? Do you feel that there is already some distance between you, greater and greater compared to before? And what are you doing accordingly? Because I feel it greatly. According to the people who write to me, who ask me questions, I feel that there is some confusion and weakness. Friends are not showing the same firmness and extra connection against these forces of separation that are starting to appear between us as if stealthily. So I'm asking you, is there some responsibility, someone in charge in this direction? Or are you just waiting for him, someone, this Rav, to do something? And this is completely unrelated to my work. And I'm not going to do anything. I'm just warning you. In such a way as it is now, it seems to me that soon we will be able to simply sell the building. This is why you need to think about what are you going to do. And understand a little bit that we are in a new era, and it is for us. This is why, first of all, we need to constantly have our hand on a pulse and see where are we growing weaker, and maybe not even growing weaker. We use these feelings of weakness and limitations so that they will actually influence us in the opposite way, so that we will connect, maintain the connection between us, and specifically in that connection between us, we will be able to understand and detect better all of those new stages that this virus is disclosing. We should see it as the hand of the Lord, and that it comes in order to tell us in what form we should advance, what are we to do. Otherwise, we will suddenly feel ourselves that the same virus spiritually is happening to us. We need to be aware that even though we are in tens, we have 100 people here, 100 people there, the distance has occurred. The distancing between the friends, it occurred, and it is expanding and growing. And what are we going to do accordingly, since it is forbidden for us to perform actions of physical connection? So how do we nevertheless connect emotionally more? How do we complement? Because these things will grow and will intensify, and when will we grab ourselves or catch, realize that we've grown apart from each other, so much so that we no longer feel the same feelings of connection that we had before. It works, and it works on us in such a way that we're not so aware of it. We need to monitor, to track those friends who used to come to the study regularly. Where are they now? It seems to me that now we have far fewer friends here. So who is going to register these things? Who is going to check? Who is going to worry about it? I don't know what we should do. All right, I'm done. We are on the 13th of March 2020, in a time when the coronavirus is already controlling and spreading throughout the world. The question is for us, how do we accept this disturbance personally, that it specifically is coming in order to separate between us, to distance us in the physical group, us between the groups, to what extent we feel from one day to the next, according to how much we get pieces of knowledge from the whole world and spirit from the world that is chilling us all the time, pushing us away from each other. How, against that, do we feel in our inner spirit that we are connected to each other and we do not allow these currents to distance us and to cool us? That is the question before the study. How do we overcome these winds that are distancing us and cooling us? According to how much the whole world is entering this freezing and distancing of each person from the others, and we feel ourselves obligated to come closer to each other emotionally, and to truly feel ourselves that we are as one man in one heart. Go ahead, please. This is a kind of Pharaoh's action during our times, during our days, that is happening right now. So, how do we overcome him? How do we do it? Go ahead. We make it so that in practice we feel that from one day to the next, we, specifically by his external work, it is help made against him. Through that, we actually connect. We connect against him. So, go ahead. Each and every one and everyone together, how do we give it the right answer? Please. Beforehand, I would ask something else. What does it mean, come unto Pharaoh? How do we, each one of us and all of us together, feel that together with the Creator, we have to go against that disturbance that is separating between us, burdening us? How do we, together, we and the Creator, how do we go together in order to cope with him, cope with that disturbance? So go ahead. How do we feel that it is come unto Pharaoh? Not you should go to Pharaoh, but come with me.
Rav,
what do I do in order to be with my 10 in the morning lesson under the new conditions? Do we connect in the evening? We connect at night? We come and we gather at the door so that we will sit together? What are we going to do so that we do not part? If we will not hold on to each other, we will scatter. Truly. We won't see each other. So what do we do so that we will keep each other, guard each other? Each shall help his friend. Are we capable of tearing the connections between us, sitting anywhere, I don't care with whom? I'm not even concerned that tomorrow I might be outside of this whole circle, and the day after, I'll go back to this external circle on the street. And I'll only be concerned about the coronavirus and not about what it needs to evoke within me. So what are we to do? How are we willing to leave our 10, each and every one of us, leave his 10 as though he's certain that he can simply exist without any framework? Just learn from this how much we're not committed. None of us is committed to the other. If it's easier for me, then I'm willing. This is the work against Pharaoh. He is burdening the heart of the Israeli. Specifically by this, he wants to awaken them, as it says that Pharaoh brought them closer to redemption. And we don't understand it. We don't go for it. His help made against him. It is the force of the Creator that is working in such a way against us, and we simply agree. We flow along, not against it, but for it. Rav, when I reach a state where I am truly without any forces, no forces to ask, no forces to do, nothing, truly, then how do I get help from the environment? How do I get help from the environment when I feel on myself that I have no possibility to even...
That's the place.
Rav, if I depend on my 10, how come I wasn't concerned about the 10 yesterday? And how do I care for them today during the lesson? Where are they, all of them? What should I expect? Or whom should I expect? My soul, the vessel of my soul, right? I threw it away. Joyfully. Now I don't have to. So, from where will help come from me? Talk about it.
Advancement on the virus itself, but rather on us. Love, how can we depict to ourselves the transition humanity will go through? From a state where it's entirely, where it was entirely governed by the ego, by the will to receive, the old will to receive that used to decide on everything for its own benefit. And a state where suddenly more than half of the people working today, getting their paychecks and doing everything as usual, they're all suddenly sitting at home. So how will humanity begin to transition into that new life, that more humble life that nature will obligate us to transition into? How will humanity fill its time, fulfill itself then? What justification will it provide? What solution? What do we think? Imagine to yourselves that half of all people sit at home. Half of those employed currently. So, what will happen? I'm not talking about, not even talking about China collapsing or something else of that nature. Clearly, but what will happen to people? All right. It's worthwhile to think of it, because it will happen very, very rapidly, much quicker than we may think.
Clear? So, the exile in Egypt is felt from the moment a person wants to perform acts of bestowal, connection, and can't. And he feels that something is stopping him from within, with all the power of this alien force. By this, he discovers the Pharaoh that stands against him and doesn't let him connect to others, and he feels weak that he can't work against it. This is the feeling of... ...and that we're working only for him. Rav, how do we explain, first of all, to our nearest circles, the people of Israel, and then the whole world, that we are in exile? This tsunami should help us. How do we explain it, please? You might find yourself in this within a... for themselves, because they're beasts. This corona, all of humanity is going through it, not just Israel. And this humanity will now be... will this humanity now be as Israel? Yeah, it's a question. Please. If only the people of Israel experienced it, that would be one thing. Let's say like there was a Holocaust or pogroms. But this blow is totally general. What does that mean for the world? It already means that we have to equip ourselves with a method of correction and explanation and get to the whole world with it? Does it? Yes, please.
Yes? Yes, the whole world. I don't know. It seems that reality, humanity will look for... I don't know.
Why would they want to come out of Egypt? Seemingly, yes. Out of the loss of, let's call it, normal life. Yeah, what they're used to. So what do we have left? We will feel that we have weakness on one hand, like we feel now, weakness in working in order to bestow, weakness in coming to humanity and telling them what it's about. So we're empty-handed either way. And what will humanity do? What's happening there in Egypt? When the Egyptians start yelling to Pharaoh, let them out. How will that happen? Talk among yourselves. Find something. The solution should come in between the words. Let's say, how do you depict?
The game is ours.
Let's simplify the problem. What can we advise governments? Let's be more kind of practical. What can we advise governments at this time? Go ahead. Let's say that someone is invited, each one of us, and they're asking you, advise us, what should we do? Sitting together, the government, it doesn't matter which government, all the countries are the same. There's no difference now in the problems between governments. So, they're asking you what to do. Let's say they're asking Niv Navon. Mr. Navon, what can you suggest to us? Our eyes are turned towards you. Well, don't give him the microphone, but talk among yourselves.
Well, I meant to keep on going with the line about the Jews, because it seems like the next step. Usually when there's a...
What do we recommend to governments? This is what I'm asking. So I'm asking you for this weekend. This is Friday today, tomorrow is Saturday. During the weekend, start preparing like some paper with a plan, what each one of you is thinking. I'm very serious. It really influences spirituality, it influences the society, and I'm appealing to all of our friends all over the world. Prepare one page, piece of paper, yes, where you recommend to governments, just like today, that they are determining that we have to limit ourselves in this and this and this and that way, what you recommend for them to do as clearly as possible. Good. You will see. Let's,
what does it mean to make communities at a time you cannot physically connect? How does such a community look like?
Spiritual. What do I need physically? I need only to see from on the screen. But afterwards, I just need to feel that they are together with me in one task, that we are making progress, moving together. And in this way, we have a future. We are elevating ourselves to a new level. We have to give them that feeling that by this we're elevating ourselves from matter to spirit. And there you can exist, and that nature itself is pushing you like you push out
the kernel of the cherry.
The kernel of the cherry. You press it and it just flies out. So this is how nature is pressing us to fly out of this materialism. And that's it. Enough. The last generation is happening in practice. Guys, you're not getting it. You just hear it like it's pretty words.
What is a spiritual community if we're talking about the public?
A spiritual community is one that helps the general public begin to feel that it's possible to live in a general spirit that we implement. That in this general spirit, there is a reality that we can get into that spirit and live there like on earth, like on the ground, like it's air. This is called the new era. It's not just a new time, new period. It's let's say you're jumping into the water, you're diving into the water.
Zimim.
Zimim. And and you can breathe in the water like fish. That you have this possibility to live out of spirit this way. What does it mean out of spirit? Out of the light. The light that is in the kli, not some tiny illumination that dresses in all kinds of means and then it comes to you. A person doesn't live off of bread.
What is it like to get some hold? Is it some security we're giving out of a kind of mutual guarantee, arvut?
I don't know. Let's start talking about it. And that there is no choice, that the Creator is pressing us to get us outside of the cherry, and then we'll see. We'll find the words. It's not a problem.
That we need two things to bring humanity. Explain what's going on, and second, teach them what should be the next state. I have idea what to use the same framework as you teach us. It means that we can prepare each day, let's say 10 minutes or 15 minutes, explain people what's going on and what they should do. It could be like thing, we can gather on the morning lesson with you, you teach us, and in Kli we do some direction, and then each day we prepare for humanity 15 minutes explaining what's going on and what should they do. What do you think? Use the same format that we can teach humanity on the daily basis for, of course, some short time. What do you think?
Not for a short period. We have to prepare for a long-term period, and our explanations becoming more and more adapted to the general global public, multifaceted in all the languages, with all forms of media, clips, music. In short, create a channel of, I don't know what to call it. That will really be able to deal with the problems that the public has. And mainly to bring people to a state where they see that connection. That through connection, we create, not just to reveal, but create between us, through the pressure between us, the pressure to unite among us, we create the medicine that kills every virus. If there's no coronavirus, there'll be a different virus. It doesn't matter. But precisely through connection between us, and we have to explain it, where it comes from, how it works. It's very important how connection between us in a certain way, like a 10, for example, with all the laws of connection, how we, by this, create such a force that works like this panacea, a wonder drug, that works against all the infections, viruses, whose purpose is only to show us where we are specifically disconnected for the time being. And every time we create this force more and more and more, more sophisticated and new, by this we will kill those viruses, which will keep coming, new ones. Previously, as we saw before, it went only from person to person. Now it's also going through objects. Can infect through objects. I heard that it doesn't just go just like that from person to person. So we can do that. We have to write an explanation about it. For now, we can explain however we can. But it has to be there. People have to get used to us being the center of, how should I put it, of the general health of humanity. I don't know how to say it. Health meaning right kind. More, Denise?
On page 85, when we read the first article, Bear Rabash wrote that the true request begins only when a person feels and knows that no one can help him besides the Creator. And he keeps on writing that we should have confidence in the fact that the Creator can save us. How do you acquire this confidence, and how do you acquire this feeling and knowledge, meaning the security, the confidence, the knowledge that only the Creator can help? How do you acquire that?
For lack of choice, for helplessness. When a person cries out and finds no answer, by this, he gradually begins to understand and discover that the Creator can answer him. Next.
We read the article, Love of Friends, and regarding that, I have a question as well. We just had these congresses, and in the central group, we see what heaviness, what burden they got, and none of the other groups got this burden. And for instance, in Petah Tikva, there's a choice: we go to the lesson with you or the different room. How can we, in the whole world plea, can we express our love to the group that hosted us in their center, in their homes? How can we return all the love we got from the main group that we got in the Congress?
You have to take care of everyone. You have to take care of everyone, and each one must be responsible. I remember that I, with Rabash, for example, we would go to Tiberias. In Tiberias, we would stay for 2, maybe 3 days, but normally 2 days. So, by hours, just like we do the morning lesson in Bnei Brak, in the place where we were learning, precisely according to the same hours, we did the lesson between us, Rabash and I. And not one minute less, even more. Normally, we learned until 6:15. from 6:15 until 7:15, for half an hour, we would go to the street to take a walk. Then we would come back, have breakfast, and go to the hot springs in Tiberias. But the time when we needed to learn were exactly the same hours as when we were learning with a group. And exactly at 6:30, we would call from there. There was a public phone there, so I would call Milo. He would already know that I'm calling it, that I would call at 6:30. So I would ask, how's it going, what's happening, etc. And that was it. Maybe half a minute, even less. But it was the exact same hours. So if you intend to sit at home, if, God forbid, we have to stay at home, which will give us an even bigger burden, then we will have to determine the same hours, same things. You will make the same coffee that you make here. You will also be sitting in the same way you're sitting here. You will do everything possible to imagine, even physically, that you are sitting among the friends and you're studying the morning lesson. This is what I recommend to
everyone. We're trying to explain about the spiritual kind of connection, how the world should be more connected in the new era. And as we said previously, it's not supposed to be in the previous forms, like people gathering together, hugging and kissing, as we know from this world. So how can we explain this? On the one hand, we should connect, but it's not like the previous forms.
I don't understand what our previous forms that we could hug then and now we can't. Is this the new form? On the contrary, when you're hugging others, then you have to explain why you're hugging them. Not that you have to justify yourself. Yes, forgive me, but today I'm not hugging others. We have to understand it. The whole world understands it. Don't pay attention to this. Pay attention to the internality, so they would feel from you how you're connected to others. This is what we need to see to. That the whole world will feel that we are together with everyone in one heart. Moscow.
Rav, forgive me, I have this feeling that my last question wasn't translated properly, or maybe I didn't hear the answer. Our central group, our Rosh, Petach Tikva group, we all love it, we all know it, is going through a hard time now. With many complexities because of the virus, because of the situation, all kinds of medical stuff. And this is expressed in the heart, burdening of the heart. We see it. We, as the friends of the worldly, how can we ignite their hearts again? How can we not let these hearts get cold?
You should, several times a day, with everyone, without exception, talk among yourselves about how the burdening of the heart is a step forward every time, right, left, being the burdening of the heart, and on top of that, you place connection. You overcome it. Left, once again, the burden of the heart comes from above, and again, you take a step forward. This is called progressing in the exile in Egypt toward the exodus from Egypt. Only in this way do we move forward. And several times a day, maybe 10 or 20 times a day, you have to remind everyone that this is how we move, we're moving forward. You keep bringing them into a situation where the burning of the heart is the lift. We raise ourselves above it, that's the right. Again, the burning of the heart is the left. Again, we raise ourselves above it, that's the right. And likewise, several times a day, in everyone. That's it. And that's what all the groups should do. All the groups.
Rav, what is come to Pharaoh for humanity? What does the verse come to Pharaoh mean for humanity?
Well, what do you think? You think Moses wanted to come to Pharaoh? No. But he came to a situation where he felt like he had no choice. He had to come and demand, send my people so they may serve him. That we have no choice. We can't stand against you here. I can't stand against you. My people, meaning all of my desires, my thoughts, I can no longer stand against you. I'm asking for the 10, yes. But we have to get out. We means me and my friends. We have to get out from your control. This is called come to Pharaoh. And when we come, we turn to the Creator who is inside the group and to Pharaoh who is holding you and isn't letting you and is standing in the middle between you and the Creator. Well, it's your ego. He's hiding this appeal from you. We'll talk about it. It's in our plan. It's certain to be revealed. We're before Passover. This virus, we